Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master in the studio with CJ is here. He's back. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm swell. And you actually spent a little time out on the water last week, right?
Yeah.
Not necessarily diving, but snorkeling, and that counts for something.
I was definitely in the water a lot.
All right.
So.
And you were where?
I was at Indian Shores.
Indian Shores.
West coast of Florida.
Okay. So you got great sunsets, clear water no?
Pretty clear. It was a little stirred up, you know, on the beach where I was.
Was it stirred up because of the boat parade? Because that was going on.
Possibly. There was a lot.
There was a huge world record attempt of a boat parade.
And from what I saw, I think they definitely shattered the record.
Yes. They were looking like 1,500
I couldn't
keep
count, but I mean, man, it was nonstop.
Okay. But it stirred up the water, made your snorkeling not
No, that wasn't
it. You don't think it had anything to do with it?
Nah.
All right.
Just, you know, gentle waves.
All right. Well, fair enough.
I was relaxing and letting the gentle waves caress me.
Yeah. But you found it a good snorkel spot.
Yeah, you got to go out a little ways. So you and I'll have to go back with scuba and go out.
With scuba. That's true. We could do that. Eventually.
We will do that.
You know, down that way, you got Venice Beach, a little further south from where you were. We go find some shark teeth. But, you know, the Gulf has that kind of long shelf. You got to go out a long way before you get to any kind of ridge or relief where you might find some good diving.
So we find a boat.
Find a boat. Well,
find
Casey,
an operator, jump on it.
Casey, the tobacco nut, is getting a new boat. So he will have one in that neck of the woods.
Oh,
so,
that's right. I forgot.
So hopefully he'll get that done.
He's not with us today, looks like.
I don't see him as part of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, which is made up of Vinny Two Tanks, Jerry the Diver Guy, Captain Walt DeMartini is back, Barry the Bugger and Bubble Boy, and our special guest, Trevor. From Moray Dive Lights is with us too. Hey guys, how are you? Howdy.
Whoa.
What's going on, Jerry? I don't hear you, Jerry.
Jerry, you gotta,
got a new mic.
Some,
it doesn't work.
No, he's got to get some alkalines for his microphone.
Kemosabe.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, he got a new microphone. He had to turn on. Which can you blame him? Yeah, you can.
Well, you know, a man like me has to have the great stuff.
Okay, well, fair enough. Yeah, you got a big thing sitting in front of your mouth.
I beg your pardon,
that can see.
Plain as day,
oh, look.
Right there on
look.
Facebook Live. We apologize.
Right, you know what, Greg, in all fairness, so do we.
No, that's backwards, Jerry.
Yeah, you can't read it.
Okay, it's just how we roll here.
That says mountain divers. We'll give him some love.
He's got a virtual background of his... Mountain Divers Dive Shop there in the mountains of Virginia.
There you go.
How is business, by the way, Jerry?
Hey, we've got 7 students this week.
Nice.
Wow. What are you teaching them exactly?
Open water.
Okay, good. Well, that's good. He's bringing more people into our little club of scuba divers to go experience the wonders of the underwater world. How special.
Dr. Doug just popped on.
Dr. Doug Ebersole going to be with us. We got to talk a little more COVID stuff. I got some news this week, or I don't know, more alarmist type stuff that, divers.
Thanks, Greg. So let's not spread it.
Well, you know, I
want to debunk it.
I want to set the record straight because this drives me crazy.
That's the wrong picture, Walt.
Way to pay attention, Barry. Thanks.
Whoa, hello.
Whoa. Okay.
What's happening there?
You can't unsee that.
What is he doing?
Wow. Okay.
I think his camera just like swiveled. Well, down.
Can you hear us, Walt?
No, he can't. Obviously.
His headphones is between his legs right now.
Come in, Tokyo.
Help us. Help us now. Oh, geez. All hell's breaking loose. Sometimes we get a little derailed and distracted and see things we can't unsee. Now he's going to put his headphones back in and realize that that microphone that everybody else is speaking in front of, Kenwald isn't using a microphone. What the hell? Oh, God help
us. We got
us.
A great view of his shorts, though, if anybody wants to.
I don't think it's that's a great description. I don't think great is the right word to use. But yeah. I'm sorry, and we apologize to everybody on Facebook Live that
well, as long as,
has been seeing this. So anyway, I was...
Yikes.
It's hard to focus now, isn't
there
it,
it is.
CJ?
He fixed it.
Oh, right. I was like, what? What is going on? Is there a doctor in the house that we can... Because it looks like Captain Walt is...
Captain Walt, turn your head and cough.
Yes. Jeez.
Dr. Doug, help us have an episode.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I've kind of lost track of what I was going to ask now.
Something about COVID.
Well, you know, oh, yeah, COVID. Right. It was... We've been getting... you know, we get these press releases all the time, and it says, you know, this, that, and the other thing, and a lot of times... They're alarmist news about COVID. Like if you had it, like CJ and myself have had it and have recovered, you know, is your diving done for the rest of your life?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no. We went diving a few weeks ago.
And P.S., I just got my second negative test.
There you go. But see, there is some stuff circulating out on the web that was sent to me again this week. That, you know, basically scaring the bejesus out of people that if you get COVID, that your diving may be done. And so I reached out to Dr. Doug. I said, Dr. Doug, did you see this article that was forwarded to me? I mean, is this your typical fake news? Or I mean, Dr. Doug, what do you think from what I sent you?
Yeah, no, it's not fake news, but it's an article that was actually published back in May.
Yeah.
In an electrophysiology journal. And really what it was is just a review of a condition called myocarditis, where you've got inflammation of the heart muscle. It can happen from viruses, it can happen from lots of things. And I think they were just using COVID as a jumping off point by saying that COVID can cause this just like other coronaviruses and other viruses can all cause the inflammation. So it was just kind of using that. But for some reason, the magazine, I'll use that term loosely.
Right.
The magazine you were talking about, kind of forwarded on to people as kind of an alarmist thing, like, oh my God, everyone's going to die from myocarditis and have COVID. But it's a very rare thing. We've known about it for months. We watch everybody for those sorts of things, any kind of viral thing, but a very, very minor issue, nothing to get overly concerned
about. Okay. So yeah, it was clickbait type stuff. But see, we get this at Scuba Radio all the time. And like you said, you know, why talk about it? Well, the reason is because other people get this in their email box or they read some press release online somewhere and they think, oh God, if I get this, I might not ever be able to dive again. It's just not true. It's just, like Dr. Doug said, yeah, we heard it from the guy who deals with hearts, by the way. You could get this from, like, if you caught the flu or whatever, if you were just susceptible. And it's just one of those things that they were just trying to, I don't know, like you said, probably, you know, get attention, as they often do with this particular thing we're referring to. I won't give them the credit in that regard. Yeah. But,
well, just like anything else, like magazines, newspapers, they want to sell newspapers and magazines. So they got to have something to catch people's eye to get them to kind of click on and open it up and see what the material they have.
Quit scaring us. We don't need any more scares. We've got enough crap to deal with already with the fact that we can't travel to our favorite Caribbean Pacific dive destinations and things like that. We don't need this extra crap. Who's with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for the enthusiasm, CJ. Appreciate that.
Go, Greg.
Yay.
I'm outraged.
Okay.
How dare you?
Wow. You know, if everybody was in the same room, there would be a lot more energy. But because everyone's connected via Zoom, you know, everything's kind of has a little bit of a damper on it. But what are you going to do?
Well, we just got set straight, so that's good.
That's right. Yeah, none of the scary COVID
leave
stuff.
Leave it to our hero.
Yeah, I mean, well, you're talking about me.
It thank was you. More Dr. Doug, but yeah. I won't take any credit for that, Jerry, but thank you.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Oh, well, you're talking about Dr. Doug or me?
I was Jerry. Talking about Dr. Doug.
Oh,
I thought he was talking about
me. Oh, I thought he was talking thought about was, me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Whatever. We can turn Jerry's video off.
Taking over Dr. Doug. They're getting so jealous.
Who is?
You two. You no, and CJ.
He's wrong. A resource. He's our key wrong. Resource well, he's the only intelligent person of the entire Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, with the exception of Trevor, because he's in today as a
he's an a he's guest. A Canuck.
He's a Canuck.
Yes.
Well, tell off, hoser.
Tell off? Take off.
Is it tell off or
take off?
No, it's tell off if you're talking about Jerry the Diver guy. Come on, let's be real. All right, more coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, Larry. Florida's spiny lobster season is open and the divers are coming for us.
Fear not, my quaking crustacean. We're way too fast for those bubble-blowing morons.
But they have the equalizer.
The equalizer?
The equalizer is a lightweight lobster snare with a one-handed band-powered trigger that grabs lobsters fast. Get your equalizer now at Florida Dive Retailers and at lobstersnare.net.
Larry, duck in. I can see your antenna.
Yikes.
The equalizer lobster snare at lobstersnare.net.
Stuck in the house, your car, or just want to liven up your daily dog walk? We realize that Scuba Radio is only a two-hour show. So, what do you want to listen to the other 22 hours of the day? Audiobooks. Immerse yourself in sun, sand, scuba diving, adventure, and intrigue with international photojournalist and scuba diver Mike Scott.
Mike grabbed third gear and accelerated directly at the police car. The man fired a wild shot and then dove back inside his cruiser for safety. He thought Mike was going to crash directly into him.
Hold on!
He shouted to Carol. He knew she was about to get bounced around pretty hard. He shot off down the road. In his rearview mirror, Mike saw the two men jump into the police car with the driver, and then they worked to get turned around. This wasn't over yet.
Author Eric Douglas created the addictive thrillers Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish. So dive into adventure. Download all four audiobooks now at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, or audible.com.
Hey, y'all, this Jerry the Diver got to tell you about the Moray DCT. It doesn't stand for drinking country tonic. It stands for Diver Communication Torch, a dive light with a noisemaker built right in. Simple and brilliant, just like me. Ooh, is it bright? Plus, you can take it on airplanes because it uses standard C-cell Echoline batteries with 8 hours of burn time. Proudly made in America, the Moray Dive Light DCT. Get yours at moraydivelights.com. That's moraydivelights.com.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We do our hunting and farming here.
Underwater?
The sea supplies all my wants.
Let gravity pull harder. We'll go underwater. Baby, dance with me under the waves.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with CJ in the studio, and then the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web, which is made up of Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger, Bubble Boy, Vinny Two Tanks, and special guest Dr. Doug Ebersol, our voice of reason, and another special guest, Trevor from Moray Dive Lights, is with us. And yes, he is a Canuck, according to Jerry the Diver Guy.
Is that a Canuck?
A Canuck.
A Canuck?
Canuck.
Canuck. Tomato, tomato. Trevor, what say you? I don't know.
How are you?
Good.
Good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good night.
Yes, it's all good.
Good day.
It's DL, the above.
Ironically, Barry the Bugger is the only one wearing a toque.
He is.
Yeah, as you can see on Facebook Live.
He's not from the Great White North.
Right. But I don't know.
Next week, Barry's going to have a new toque to wear.
He's going to have a new toque.
He's gonna have a proper Canadian toque to wear.
Uh-huh. Well, Barry, you might be able to double up if nothing else.
Anything's all an right. improvement.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Whoa. Okay. Ooh. That was harsh. That, yeah.
Sorry, Barry.
Yeah.
He needs one of those mush
I'm
mouth.
Just being honest. Friends tell friends.
Yeah.
When they wear silly hats.
Okay. Okay. Well, there's that. But
Barry needs one of those toboggans that's like mush mouth wires
from Fat Albert.
Covers
toboggans.
Hey.
He wears a toboggan on his head.
Isn't toboggan. That like a sled or something?
Yeah, it is.
It's a toboggan.
No, it's a toque pulled over down to his chin, I think. Is
Google it.
Yeah.
Go mush ahead.
Mouth. I'm a noob, noob, blah, blah.
Hey, remember, what's yeah. but you, but doobie.
I think that's what you're talking about, right, Jerry?
Yep.
That's 80s reference or 70s
CG's
reference.
CG's pretty good at that.
Yeah, we're old, way too old.
Greg, anyway. this show really goes off the rails really quickly.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Does not take much.
Yeah, so for sure to put it I don't think 80s. It was meant that way, but regardless.
Squirrel.
We're just trying to connect with our Canadian listeners. You know, does that help? Maybe.
Well, we've got one. We have two. Myself, I listen now, and Brad from Wheatley listens too. Jerry's buddy up
here. Ah, Bradley.
Yeah. Wow. Ooh. So Jerry and Bradley got a little thing.
Like a love connection. I hear the banjos again.
All right.
Well, speaking of banjos, Jerry and I had a conversation last week about him possibly voicing over a new Moray Dive Gear commercial. And it appears that he actually wrote, voiced, and produced his own commercial. And as far as I know, Greg, CJ, and myself are the only ones with actual radio broadcasting experience. And Jerry made a great commercial. Well done, Jerry.
Me being on this crazy show for 10 years
didn't
help, or 8 years, or ever how long.
Finally put him to work.
Learn from the best.
That's right. When does that start?
Yeah. I learned from Bubble Boy.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I told him how to use that deep voice.
So the bar was pretty low, obviously. But no, I've heard the commercial. He did a great job. And he's actually one of the official voices now of Moray Dive Lights.
Sweet. I'm actually trying to get him in a truck stop right now.
Okay, that's an interesting.
Are we still talking about lights?
Revenue stream, I guess, for them. I don't know if they ever considered that.
And they sell Acklin batteries at the truck stop.
All right, thanks, Barry, for the third time.
Right next to the Quick Jacka.
Okay.
But they keep losers like you out, Barry.
All right. You guys settle down now. Yeah. Settle down. Barry and Jerry seem to have a little kind of thing.
Just remember,
going on.
Jerry, the truck stop is no place to find a date.
Yeah, you know what I think it is Jerry did this commercial, and also Barry did a commercial. And I think there's some jealousy going on between the two.
Some
CJ.
Rivalry, you mean?
Could be. I mean,
that's because I had Mermaid Christian helping me out.
That's right. Yeah, Barry, if you hear one of the
True
commercials,
come out.
That is Barry playing the nerd, and then Jerry playing himself.
That's acting, huh?
Playing?
That's called professional acting.
That's why they call it voice acting.
Okay.
Right,
Barry? Whatever you say. It was a stretch, really. Anyway, you have that to look forward to or to avoid coming up a little bit later on the show. But Trevor from MorayDiveLights.com. Has been nice enough to do a really great thing over the last few weeks where we're doing a buy one, get one deal. When you go there and you buy one of these DCT dive lights, diver communication torch dive lights, if you put two in the cart and use coupon code Gomez Hilton, you'll get one of them free. It is a phenomenal deal, and it's about to expire. So the only way you have known about this Gomez Hilton coupon code is by listening to Scuba Radio right now. That's the only place you see this. It's not printed anywhere on the web, sent out via emails or anything like that. It's just from listening to Scuba Radio, and Trevor was nice enough to provide that to us. It is about to expire. We may take it through the end of the month, but that's it, and it's gone.
July the 31st, Greg, and we're going to shut her down.
We'll say August 31st, just to be a little bit.
Well, August 31st would be better too. I'm looking at the wrong calendar.
That's
here.
Okay,
that's
man.
That's the Canadian calendar. Right?
That's right.
It's still July up north of the border.
From Joe
right.
Biden.
Good
they
point.
They go a little slower up there.
Okay. So the end of this month, August, you can get buy one get one with Gomez Hilton is the coupon code. Plus, you're going to throw in like a couple tank lights and some stickers from MorayDiveLights.com. Just It is a phenomenal deal. It really is impressive. And
Jerry also voices commercials, but he was kind of my marketing manager for a little bit there. And
yeah,
I'm doing my books and I'm going, Jerry, this really isn't that great of a deal for me. And he says, it's not about you, Trevor. It's about the divers. So that's why we're doing this deal here. So
yeah, it is
phenomenal. And you know, August 31st, it's all done.
Yeah. We're going to wrap it up.
We may have to start a new coupon code here.
August in the States.
I don't think so. It's buy one, get one through the end of the month. And, you know, I had some people ask me, like, well, I don't really need two. I'm like, what are you, idiot? I mean, look.
Give one away.
Yeah. Christmas gift. Exactly. That's what you do. Or you got to dive with a buddy, or you should be.
Take the second one and display it proudly in your home.
Yeah. Well, you need a primary and a secondary light if you're going on a night dive, so you need two anyway.
You need tons of lights if you're going anywhere in a cavern or a cave.
Or a truck stop.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Illuminating.
Yeah. Yeah, but
look,
I don't know.
Chick from
Trevor,
here.
Trevor did want a, didn't you have some people that ordered one? You wanted to give them a little shout out. Where were they from again? I mean, last time you said Australia, this time someone ordered one.
You know what?
From-
like I said, Greg, we've got some really, they're passionate scuba divers, and some of them have reached out to me, email, and we've sent them out to California, Oklahoma. Lewis from Oklahoma bought the Gomez Hilton deal. Mike in California, gone to Kentucky, all over the U.S.
It's well, very good. There you go. Gomez Hilton coupon code. Buy one, get one. Get there now. MoreDiveLights.com. Once it's done, it's done. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Hey, look, this week was pretty big deal on many levels. But the Dive God celebrated his 80th birthday this week. And by the way, just
which
for the
would
record.
Which like would be like the 40th for you or me.
Oh. Would it?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Well, but he's only 80?
Yeah, the Dive God, Mr. Neil Watson. Yeah, we're going to talk to him in just a bit.
I mean, immortal, but
unfortunately,
you have to put a number on it.
You know, we were planning a massive blowout for Neil's birthday because, I mean, it's 80. It's a big deal, but because of this COVID thing, obviously, he had to kind of reel it in. So we're going to have to talk to him about that. Like, what do we do? Because we can't let that go without, you know, a major celebration. Because, you know, Neil's birthdays in the past, especially like, you know, on the, you know, like his 70th or 60th or 65th, I mean, they were major blowouts. Neil knows how to throw a party.
I heard you almost didn't make it out of one of them alive.
I would say all of them.
Which one?
All of them. Yes. They're literally legendary parties that Neil would have around his birthday for all his diving friends. And then Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine, him and Neil celebrate the same day.
Coincidence?
Yeah, I think it is totally.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, but anyway, well, happy birthday to both of them, but we are planning to connect with the Dive God. We would connect with Jerry too, but I think he's out camping in the middle of the woods.
Great.
This week, celebrating.
We also have another birthday coming up here before long of a scuba radio celebrity.
We do, Jerry. Who would that be? Megan Heaney Greer?
Yes.
Well, I reached out to her. She totally blocked my call and doesn't take it anymore. So,
well, can you
blame her?
Smart
woman.
Yeah, exactly. She's wised up in her old age.
Is that because you were calling her Megan Heaney Greer?
No. But she probably did hear that.
People don't like to
probably
when
did
you
hear
mispronounce
that.
Their names, Greg.
And it was guilt by association. No, we wish her a happy birthday, too. We do, indeed. We kid. We're one big happy family here. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Take a look at it on the ocean floor. Just go down there, take your scuba gear and go down there. One of you would do that, I know.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me and then connected via the web, the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, made up of Barry the Bugger, Jerry the Diver Guy, Bubble Boy, Vinny Two Tanks, Dr. Doug Ebersol, Trevor from Moray Dive Lights. And now we have reestablished our connection with Captain Walt DeMartini from the Gomez Hilton. And I don't know if he can hear us. But at least we don't get video of his crotch this time on Facebook Live. So we're going to take that as a win. I don't know. What do you think, Barry? Is that a win?
Okay, the earphones are on. He shook his head, but he's still muted. Unmute.
Oh. Okay,
Come on, you can do it.
That's all right. He'll figure it out eventually.
There we go. There we go.
Yeah, he tried. We're having some connection issues there at the Gomez Hilton. He went away down to the Keys to do some diving for lobster and evidently did quite well from what I saw from the pictures on Facebook. But now they've tried to reopen the Gomez Hilton and things are a little bumpy today, I believe. I think he has to just fix his audio input. Am I right there, Barry? Yeah, so they're working on that and we'll see how that goes. Otherwise, all hell's about to break loose. You think, CJ?
Always. Always. Yeah.
It's the beauty of doing a live radio show. And that's what this is. So, mistakes and all, take it.
Yeah, you know this is live because if it was recorded,
it would sound 10 times better.
And edited, you wouldn't hear like 75% of this crap.
Exactly. It'd be all fixed in post.
It'd be like a 15-minute show.
Yeah, like this stuff we're saying right now. We'll edit that out.
No, we won't.
We won't?
No.
Oh. Okay.
You always say that, but you never do.
Yeah, we got more important things to do, like dive. Like go scuba diving.
Why are we going scuba diving?
Well, I have to stay dry until after Labor Day. As people can see, possibly, I don't know if you can really see it today, but I got a little scar here on my chin. I got a little minor skin cancer thing I had to be cut off. Minor, like basal cell. It's like the cheap stuff, the fake stuff. Almost. And it's not fake, but, you know, you got to take care of it when you take care of it. You take care of it early enough, it's never going to be an issue for you. And that's what I've done.
You know what you should do to protect yourself from the sun when you go out? Wear a big, big, funny scarf.
A big, funny scarf.
Like Steven Tyler of Aerosmith.
Yeah, okay. Well, I could
just
do that.
Put like two or three scarves on, whip them all around.
Yeah.
People will go, man, look at that dude. He's got style.
Is that Steven Tyler?
He's got style.
No, that's a middle-aged old man. What the
hell?
He's
got charisma.
Okay. Well, I could do the scarf thing, I guess. You know, like a face mask type of deal.
Your wife would love that. I could see her rolling her eyes now.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't need a scarf to get the eye roll. That's for
no,
sure.
But this would do it.
All right. Barry the Bugger. I think he's gotten Captain Walt hooked up. Have you?
Well, I have him hooked up, but there's a truck working next to him. Oh. Every time it backs up, it goes beep, beep, beep.
Yeah.
So I told him to mute until that.
Tell him to shut up.
I told him to mute until he's done.
Okay.
And to turn his mic gain down. It was up way too high.
Okay.
So as soon as they're done backing up, then he'll be able to say hello to
you. All right. Well, they're doing some construction there at the Gomez Hilton.
They're always doing something. Yeah.
You know, when stuff is constantly changing.
Well, they're adding new rooms, and they're adding new rooms and the second story, and you know the penthouse suite's going to be for the scuba radio squad.
Yeah, okay.
Business is being Barry, good.
What are you smoking? Wait. Jerry says business is
being
good.
Vinny sent me a package.
Well, let's not talk about Vinny's package. Well, that doesn't sound like something that's appropriate.
Barry doesn't smoke.
Barry sniffs crack.
What are you talking about?
Barry
smoking
Huff's
for?
Glue. Barry Huff's glue.
You guys aren't
workshop.
Even making any sense.
He does, I mean, whippets.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just move on.
You're huffing copious amounts of glue.
Where's Casey when we need him?
Yes.
To tell Barry,
well,
up.
All right. Okay. Copious amounts.
Copious. Oh, yeah. There he is. That's Captain Walt right there. So, Captain Walt, you got back from the Keys and diving, but.
Hold on.
Yep.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Enjoy this next shot.
All right. Oh, hey.
Well done,
now.
Walt. Well done, Shit.
He brought some visual stimulation to. Yeah. Somebody's she needs
looking,
a hairbrush.
Looking for a hairbrush.
Yeah.
Okay. Why am I not at the Gomez today?
You know what? I don't know.
You know why she needs a hairbrush? Walt turns it over and spanks her with it.
Is that what it is?
That's what I heard.
Okay. Well, I don't know what that has to do with him going down to the Keys and catching lobster.
Nothing.
But it's just a value-added kind of thing, maybe?
Apropos of
something
nothing.
To do on your surface interval? Slap your dive buddy with the backside of a hairbrush? It's good times.
That's how it works. And then you go, whap-a-da-whap-a-da-whap-a-da.
Okay. All right. Well, Trevor, let's go to you. Because, you know, Trevor, not only does he do moray dive lights, but he's dove all around the world. He's a seasoned diver. And we were talking this week, and you have a lot of experience. And one of the locations right now that U.S. divers can actually get to, and you have to know where that is, CJ.
That we can get to.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the Caribbean, the Bahamas, and everything,
I'm
it's very difficult to get there.
Hawaii?
That would be incorrect. You can't get to Hawaii from the mainland right now, I don't believe.
You can't. Okay.
But you can get to Mexico.
Mexico.
And that's where he has done the whole thing, like the, I don't know, you've been to the Yucatan and done some of that stuff, is that where what it is, Trevor, or what?
Yeah, I did a lot of diving in Cozumel, Mexico, and I did the cenotes in the Yucatan there in Playa del Carmen.
Playa del Carmen, right?
Love it down there. It's great. There's lots of really cool stuff to see. Great people, great restaurants, and you know, hopefully we can all get back there soon. And I know a lot of the dive masters down there are hurting financially because a lot of them rely on our tips and us going down and visiting and diving. And we gotta get back on airplanes and be able to get down there.
Well,
viva
yeah.
Viva l'Americo.
Right. Actually, I was talking to some of my friends at Caradana Dive Adventures, and they said Mexico is one of the few countries that is allowing U.S. citizens to come in fairly, you know, easily. And a lot of other
my local Cozumel dive shop, Pepe Scuba, little plug for them. They're located outside of the Coral Princess at the north end of the island, and they're starting to take dive guests out again.
Excellent.
So the boats aren't full, but they're COVID compliant.
Mm-hmm.
They're everybody's wearing masks on the boat embarking and.
And getting in the water. Clean. Now, down there, you know, believe it or not, that's one of the places that I have not done much diving is Cozumel.
Oh, God.
And I've wanted to, and it obviously it's, you know, in the top 10 destinations for most divers around the world. I've snorkeled, but I haven't been there to do a dive trip for one reason or another. But the one thing you hear about the diving there in Cozumel, in particular when you're in the ocean, is the currents are crazy. And you had an experience that was a little hair-raising, I guess. Is that right?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. We you're not supposed to dive at the north end of the island, and we
you did anyway. Okay, gotcha.
And the current is quite severe there. There's been a few deaths over the years, but we went on a nice calm morning, mm-hmm. but the current did pick up halfway through our dive, and I got sucked down about 180 feet. And
so you got one of those crazy down currents that you hear about. You do hear these horror stories when it comes to diving that they do have currents, but they obviously the scary one would be one that would actually suck you down. And so they say if you get in a situation like that, you're supposed to swim perpendicular to the current to get out of it. Because most people want to just try to fight against it and swim up when really you need to swim perpendicular out of the current and you'll get out of it fairly quickly if you think through the situation and not panic. But is that what you did or what? What happened with you?
Well, you're not supposed to touch coral, but I was, we're on a wall.
Like
it's you're going over this underwater mountain range,
right,
off the one side of the cliff. It's 3,000 feet deep. It's crazy.
Wow. So you're going to like, really I'm cool. holding on. I don't care, or I'm going to die. So
and the current let up a little bit, and I literally climbed up a wall and got back on the other side. And
so you went from where down to 180 feet? How quick? You figure?
Oh, it felt like maybe 5 to 10 seconds.
Yeah, but you went from like what? Where were you when you went down to?
Where you're like 85 to 90 feet.
And you got sucked down 100 feet more almost.
It was like a tidal wave hit us and dragged us down. It was
really
crazy.
Absolutely wow,
crazy. That's what
Trevor.
He's really selling it right now, isn't he?
It's what Oasis calls a wonder wall.
I'm gonna stay away from the North Wall. I think that might be a good plan, or at least. You know, the thing is, when you do stuff like that, you got to make sure you're with someone who really knows the area, knows the conditions. I mean, if you know, you could still dive a site like that, but you got to really have your wits about you. And
I'd want to be aware of that possibility and know what to do in case of it.
For sure. And just like avoid it, not go there at all.
No,
you would do it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. He's a bold diver, he is.
Daredevil.
More coming up.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer. And Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Peregrine is a simple, full-color, multi-gas dive computer. It's also the most economical Shearwater dive computer released to date. Check it out and the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Do you have a message or a product that you'd like to share with the diving world? Well, look no further than Scuba Radio. Just like you, thousands of diving enthusiasts are hearing this message. And we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to scubaradio.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Please enjoy the world premiere of the Shark Bite song by Seaside Simon and the Barnacle Boys.
Oh no, it's a shark bite. Owie, 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 owie. Oh no, it's a shark bite.
Wow, that got kind of dark.
Oh,
what?
No, it's a shark bite. Help me, 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 help me.
I'm almost gone.
I'm almost full.
Oh, no, it's a shark bite. Bye, 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 bye. That's the song.
Bye-bye.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Yeah, a little clip from Shark Week.
Now you tell them where it works. They're going to show up.
Whoa.
What is going on? Gomez Hilton is going crazy.
No birdseed.
Yes.
No bird seed.
I don't know if they if he caught much of Shark Week, but it was, you know, I've seen some more reviews, and I thought Josh Gates did a really good job. But we may get into that a little bit in hour two, as well as talking to the dive god, Mr. Neil Watson, who celebrated his 80th birthday this week. That's coming up in hour two. However, we got Kevin on from the Equalizer right now. Kevin, welcome to Scuba Radio. How you doing, buddy? What's going on?
Pretty good, sir. How are you today?
Hey, we are great. Now, you are cranking because the Equalizer lobster snare, or as we should call it, maybe the lobster looper, because you just updated your website, is you've just been cranking out these things for lobster season here in Florida like crazy. Am I right, or what?
Yes, sir. I've sure been trying to keep up, and it's that time of year, that is for sure.
And lobsterlooper.com is the new website, and you know, we've been promoting lobstersnare.net. They both go to the same place, but you've just done a major upgrade on your website where people can go take a look at videos, pictures. They can even see Jerry the Diver Guy. How about that, Jerry?
Well, oh, that's great.
It is.
I love this thing, Greg. It is the best tool that I have in my arsenal for scuba diving.
Yeah, well, you know what? You've had yours for a few weeks now, and you have it up there in the mountains of Virginia right now. You don't even have it in the water, and you're putting it to good use. Looping what exactly?
Within a couple weeks, it will get wet again.
Okay. But in the meantime, what are you doing with it? Or should we not discuss this?
I can't tell you, Greg.
No, you can't discuss that on
it
this.
It's a multi-tool.
It's a multi-tool. Okay. Yes. Kevin,
you can adjust it very small.
Okay.
I think he's using it to grab beers from across the room.
I don't think those are beers. I think those are mason jars of spring water. You know what I'm saying, Kevin? He's up in the mountains of Virginia, so he has a tendency to drink stuff that you're not really supposed to, especially when you're not diving. You know what I'm saying? But that's just what they do. So what people do with their lobster looper or their equalizer is their own business. Are you with me, Kevin, or what?
Yes, sir. Yep, it's recommended for in-the-water use, but hey, if it helps you out in any other way, by all means.
Okay.
Well, I'm lazy. Go. I'm lazy, Kevin.
All right.
This thing has made me even lazier.
1,001 uses.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But, you know, it's a one-handed power lobster snare, and we were calling it a looper, and you just decided, well, heck, I'm just going to grab that website address and do lobsterlooper.com, and that's what you had to, you know, or what you decided to do with your new website, and just put it all together. Is that right, yep. Kevin? Yeah.
Yeah, ever since you started coining the phrase over there, I ended up hearing it a few times, so mm-hmm. I was just like, oh, well, heck, let's just make sure if anybody's looking for us that route, we can they can find us easily as well.
Right.
I think if divers want to get loopy, they've come to the right show.
Good point. Good point. I'll tell you what, Florida Spiny Lobsters, the Equalizer Lobster Looper, is their worst nightmare.
Oh, yes, it is.
It is the tool that all lobsters fear, I believe. And, you know, let's hope they never, like, you know, turn on us like Planet of the Apes or something, because lobsters could get pretty mad. But in the meantime...
I thought lobsters feared when the antenna went up their, well...
No, by then it's too late.
Yeah, it is. Okay. It's way too late.
They have no pain, Barry.
Okay. But you know,
they've crossed the rainbow bridge at that point.
Well, you know, Kevin did want to bring something up because he heard us talking to Jerry the Diver Guy, and how Jerry just destroyed my lobster bag when we went out to catch lobster on mini season. You know, Larry got the fever, and Kevin heard this and sent me a new bag to give to Jerry, and then I explained to Kevin that hey. That was my bag.
Now, wait. Talking about Jerry destroying your bag, I'm getting messages on Facebook Live. People are trying to recommend a urologist.
Okay. Jerry?
Kevin, you should have sent me a bag, too, that way, because this equalizer is catching the big ones, and I have no bag to put it in. Greg gives me this crappy bag that's half dry rotted.
No, hold on. I did not. First of all, I didn't give you the bag. I let you borrow it.
Jerry, it's a poor musician who blames his instrument.
That's right.
I'm not blaming the equalizer because it done its job.
That's right. Well, and Jerry, you're not going to go diving without me for lobster anyway, so I'll have the bag. You'll be able to use this bag
and you'll have it. Can thank Kevin from thelobsterlooper.com for hooking us up.
Right. Now, Jerry was going to fix that bag because he was going to put on his little sewing needles and do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not. Somebody else is.
Barry? Yeah, maybe.
Barry's the jack of all trades.
Yeah. Okay.
No, sewing is not one of them.
All right. Well, Kevin, I don't know if I apologized in advance, but I apologize now for having you on Scuba Radio. But we appreciate the fact that you're able to join us.
Kevin, keep up the good work, buddy. Yeah.
Good stuff, okay?
Well, yes, sir. I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a good time.
There you go. Always. That's just what we do here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Lobsterlooper.com. Check out their new website for the equalizer, and you will be good to go for Florida spiny lobster season, which is going on now. Hour two on deck, the dive god. It's his birthday. We got that and much more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.